With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The White House is calling on the Senate to pass the TikTok bill approved by the House. The bill requires TikTok's parent company, Chinese-owned tech giant ByteDance, to sell the app within 180 days or see it banned from U.S. app stores. Lawmakers are concerned about the Chinese government accessing personal data of millions of Americans. Hunter Biden's federal gun case will be going to trial soon. Wednesday, the judge presiding over the case set a tentative trial start date of June 3rd. The trial will likely take 9 days. A judge dismisses some of the charges against former President Trump in the Georgia election case.
Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee ordered 6 of the counts in the indictment must be quashed, including 3 against Trump. The judge said prosecutors failed to provide enough detail about the alleged crime of violating their oaths of office. The order leaves intact 35 other charges, and the judge wrote that prosecutors could seek a new indictment on the charges he dismissed. The case accuses Trump and 18 others of conspiring to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, veteran suicide prevention took center stage at a special hearing before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. Bob Agnew reports.
National Commander of the American Legion Daniel C. Hafer spoke about a number of challenges facing veterans, but one stands out.
And veterans continue to fight that plague of suicide.
Congressman Mark Tucano was happy to report that because of implementation of the Compact Act over the past year,
over 50,000 veterans have called 988 and have received emergency mental health care.
The Compact Act aims to prevent veteran suicide by offering no-cost mental health care at VA and non-VA facilities. Bob Agnew reported.
This is SRN News. India is implementing a citizenship law that excludes Muslims.
The Citizenship Amendment Act provides a fast track to naturalization for many religious groups who fled to Hindu-majority India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan before 2015. Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Christians are among those who will qualify for naturalization, but the law excludes Muslims. The law was approved in 2019, but Prime Minister Modi announced the implementation weeks before he seeks a third term in office. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Award-winning Christian singer Jeremy Camp is recovering from successful heart surgery. His wife, Adrienne, wrote on Instagram that the surgery was a success, but it will take a few months to fully heal. She thanked her husband's doctor and staff for everyone's prayers. Jeremy Camp announced last weekend he was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation and the abnormal heart rhythm had made things difficult. This is SRN News. Some grim news for Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree will close nearly 1,000 stores. Most are Family Dollar stores. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar for more than $8 billion in 2015. But it's had a tough time absorbing the chain. One analyst says, almost 10 years on, Dollar Tree is still sifting through the mess it inherited and has not been able to completely turn around. Dollar Tree's customers have actually been trying to cut spending as they wrestle with inflation. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says Russia is ready for nuclear war. The 71-year-old made the claim on Russian television Wednesday, just days before the presidential election. In an interview, Putin said Russia is ready for negotiations on Ukraine, but they should be based on reality. When asked if Russia was ready for nuclear war, Putin said, from a military technical point of view, we are, end quote. More details at SRNNews.com.